taking time off wasn't necessarily something I planned to do. It's something that I had thought about and really had wanted to do before ever even starting medical school, but I felt a lot of pressure from my own expectations and also from family expectations. I think a lot of it was not wanting to let them down. So I ended up starting school in the fall without ever really feeling ready for it. And it really showed in my first year. I don't think that I was myself. I was really down throughout the first year. There was a lot going on with family right before school started. My grandfather died, and led to a lot of family changes. He really ran the family like a well-oiled machine, and we took that for granted, I think. So starting school without his support, especially as someone who was a father figure for me previously, without being ready for school in the first place, was really difficult. And then things kept unraveling throughout the year, and I think it really showed not only in my actions, but also in my ability to perform as a medical student at a high academic level. And I failed a course my first fall semester, and things got better. They improved, but they were never they never got back to like the baseline happiness I feel like I was at before starting. And so as a product of failing that class, I had to retake it over the summer. And I fell into my old habits of procrastination, and I'm not the best with time management, which is a skill that's really key to medical school, as I've found out through these difficulties. And basically, I hit a wall with administration and didn't meet a deadline, and then I wasn't able to complete that course. I wasn't able to take my final exam. And that really is what led to me kind of being forced to take some time off. Though, it's really been a blessing in disguise. It's been something that I've wanted. Sorry, I get teary. It's something that I've been wanting ever since I really found out that that was a thing that people do, that people take time off from school and they explore life a little bit and go back. And I've always kind of been trying to push myself through without allowing myself that space or time to take care of myself and grow. So it's been really awesome to have that time, not only for myself, but for those who are important in my life, and really like go through all of this with my family, was really meaningful. I feel like I'm not in that same place I was before I started school, where I was too scared to let them know that, hey guys, I think I might not be able to do this, because I don't know. Admitting failure, I think, before it even happens. It's pretty tough. So I think I needed to wait until there was some actual failure to take the next step to move past that fear. And now I'm not, you know, scared of telling my family that, hey, I might not be ready to go back yet. And that's okay. The failure of the course, you know, really being put in between a rock and a hard place with my administration. At first, I was very resentful, and I don't say that I'm past that entirely right now, for not being able to finish that course and really, you know, move on with my medical education. But I think I've learned to see it. I think it's mostly been trying to step back and see the bigger picture, and understand that maybe it was really just some tough love, and maybe they really did have my best interest in mind by really putting my medical education on pause so that I can come back and be the student that they anticipated accepting, you know, the student that I was before. And honestly, like, My dean of students was wonderful throughout the process and was very supportive. And I think having family also, having gone through this process and going through this process as medical students, but also as physicians who have jumped through these hoops before, and really having mentors, some wonderful local physicians who reassured me that there are so many permutations a medical student can take to become a physician, and it really doesn't matter what route you take to get there, that it will undoubtedly work out if it's what you want. We're all really supportive, and all of those things combined, I think, really helped me face the situation and be honest and open about it with myself and with my family, and really tap into the deeper reasons that I've always wanted to take time off, and the deeper reasons why maybe I wasn't so gung-ho about even, you know, taking the remediation course, even though it was a second chance, that maybe it was a second chance I wasn't ready to take. I think all of that really, really helped, and I think that really having a roadblock, having a huge obstacle in my way that couldn't immediately be overcome, that I couldn't weasel my way around, you know, really having to stop and take it all in, helped me face my fears as well, because there was no other choice. I mean, of course, it's very cliche that people always talk about how overcoming obstacles is really what makes us who we are, and that's obviously something I've learned a lot previously in life. You know, I've had many hardships that have helped me grow, but I've always kind of felt that I could be the exception or get around things, or, you know, not have to do it the way everyone else does. And I think that this experience has really taught me that maybe I'm not superhuman, and that's okay. And I think that's been really important, to know that it's okay to slow down and face weaknesses and acknowledge them and really accept them instead of trying to hide them.